Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Austin Matthews leads the Maple Leafs into Boston. Can he bring Toronto their first Stanley Cup in over 50 years?
The last thing you want to do is lose at home the first game of the series.
I don't see it happening. Not with the Bruins. They don't disappoint you.
And here's Mitch Marner going from left to right. Shoots and scores!
Yep. Let's go Leafs.
He took Rask down and his jockstrap is in the corner of the ring.
Oh, you're not Canadian.
In hockey, Sean, there are three periods.
Yes, I'm aware of that, although they should be the Leafs, right?
So great to have a good friend back in Sean McDonough. Sean, welcome.
I just can't wait for Tim Nevert to show up. We're looking forward to calling the game together tonight. I thought he would have been here a little earlier than this, but apparently still stuck in traffic.
Oh!
Right now.
I'm a 400-pound POS, and I'm coming down here to kick Christian's ass.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Like a fan.
Never happened.
POS.
I got out of there really quick.
By the way,
I like that POS thing we had going yesterday.
PIS is another thing. That's a different one. Can we give you an update on the Kraft hearing down in Florida?
What is it?
It has just ended.
Oh, what happened?
Where he's
innocent?
Trying to get the video
guilty.
Suppressed.
Nope. Innocent.
The judge will issue a ruling at a later date. So we will not have a ruling today, but get this.
Please, God.
The judge may want to view the video before the decision. You dog.
Of course.
You dog.
So this thing lasted 3 hours?
More than that, I think.
3 hours?
Right? Started at 10. Is that right?
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, so yeah. About 3 hours.
3-4 hours. Right.
So now
we
got to
no
wait.
Interest in seeing the videotape.
So what exactly? So we're waiting on what? Whether the tape is going to be revealed or not? Within the hearing?
No, with
or post
to the
with
public.
The media.
No, to the,
no,
the public
to the media.
Wants it now.
Right. Yeah.
The media wants
right.
it now.
Right.
CNN,
but it's
going to
be used in the hearing.
So under the state law down there, what do they call it, Sunshine Act or whatever,
okay.
Video evidence, right, is available to everybody
after
the case has been adjudicated.
But they're not asking to throw it out of the case, or are they as well?
Well, they are, but I believe the hearing today was all
about
with
the media. Okay,
yes.
The media.
Yeah, because the media attorney was pretty, I guess, good at just, you know, stating her argument, you know, making a case, making an argument to get it released. You know, when you hear, I don't know, who's the Kraft's attorney? I forget what his name is.
William
Burke. When you see William Burke, he's got a buzz, right?
Was the media attorney like from the Globe, or was it?
I think it's a hired gun.
So it wasn't Shirley.
No. Is she an attorney?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to leave it there.
She might need one with the Luke O'Neill. But go ahead, continue.
No, but we have it all. We're going to cut it up and we're going to play it, right?
We have it all cut up. It's all ready to go.
Oh, you want to do it now?
Well,
you don't
want to
do it now, do you?
No, but this thing just ended, so I want to get it out there.
Let's do it now.
Okay. There's an update to the story now. The trial is over, or the hearing, excuse me, is over, and the judge has announced that he is not going to rule today. He's going to rule at a later date, but I think
he wants the video for the weekend.
I find the interesting part about it is he's taking home the tapes this weekend.
He's also releasing some private invites to his house on Saturday.
Private showing.
And they're going to throw a private showing.
Oh,
it's going to be like the premiere.
So it's
the premiere. Red carpet. They're going to do red carpet. TMZ's going to pick it up.
It feels more like a stag party.
Okay, so to me that seems to be a little bit strange, does it not? That the judge may want to take the video home.
No.
To look at why?
Because they're pleading cases of what it's going to do and everything else. And if it gets out, this is embarrassing and this. It's no need for the case and whatever. So you're the judge. You're like, you know what? I want to look at it. I want to see how embarrassing it is. I want to see, is it pornography? I want to see all these things that everybody just told me that it was or was not. I'm going to see from my own eyes. I'm the damn judge. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, but
got a little six pack and let's do this.
You think the judge is going to sit there, is roll into his house, put on a silk robe and his slippers and get his pipe and or his cigar and a little glass of scotch.
Let me ask you.
Sit back, cross his legs and sit back, and go. Ooh, this
why
is a good
are we?
Part.
Are you? Why are we assuming? Because right now I think you have this visual that this judge is like 75, white hair,
yes,
old,
dirty old man.
What if the judge is like 50? And he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Let's
he's just saying, no, the glass of scotch. He's going to watch it with scotch. And maybe a fatty. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Wait, what's he going to
whatever. I don't know.
It's a marijuana cigarette.
It might be. Who knows? Maybe he's going to. Maybe he's a young guy. Do we know? Is he an old guy?
I don't know. We could look it up.
So if we're doing this now, I want to hear from William Burke then, if you're going to go all in, because there's so much to get to. The Bruins lost, awesome. Sean McDonough is a snarky a-hole, which I've just figured out. Yeah, I realize how snarky he was.
He's snarky.
Snarky is actually, worse than snarky? I don't know. It's a compliment, by the way.
It was a comedy act. It was beautiful for about 3 hours. It was outstanding. We had a lot of fun. Toronto, we had 1-1 against Toronto last night.
Taking on the whole country. Yes. Whole country.
Okay, so here was the case. Burke's case today was the media is going to make this into a three-ring circus, and
yes, they are.
This would do major harm to Robert Kraft.
The media is saying we need this video now. This is what we need because the Florida Sunshine Laws require it. This video has existed for 3 months, and it's been known about for 2 months. Suddenly, it's absolutely vital. Why they can't wait for a couple more weeks to see what the court's decision is not explained. The irreparable harm that will happen to Mr. Kraft if that video is released prior to you even having an opportunity to decide whether or not it was constitutionally obtained by the police and by the state will be absolutely catastrophic. Whereas the public's interest in seeing this video is all about prurient interest. Huh? Prurient interest. That is what it's about.
Who's
and there's them? Really no argument against that.
Purient interest.
Did you look it up?
Text, you're not going to fall for the banana and the
text Gasper. Text Gasper.
What is
purient?
It's an interest in things of a sexual nature.
Right. Born.
Oh, yes. Yeah, having or encouraging an excessive interest in sexual matters.
Yeah. Ooh.
I have a purient interest like every night.
Porn would be so much
who
better
doesn't
if
have
you could purient.
Purient. I purient my legs the whole time.
As opposed to porn. Well, the case that he's... Or the point that he's stating here is a legitimate one. Shouldn't we come to the conclusion, the judge has to come to the conclusion, whether this evidence was obtained legally or not before you make the next step, and that is whether it's going to be released to the media and the public, right?
I would think so. I would think that if you decide that it was illegally contained, you know, or obtained, rather, then, yeah, you would sit there and say, well, then I'm not going to release it to the media because... It wasn't done properly.
It's against the laws of this country, the privacy laws. So shouldn't that be the first thing we should come to a conclusion with, whether it was legally obtained? And it sounds to me already as if there are holes in that case. So we've had the judge and the prosecutor both saying that there are no trafficking charges. There's none that exist. There's no evidence. So even though that was their original intent of going in on charges of trafficking, none of it. You got zero evidence. So you start there, don't you? I don't understand why we're at this point where the judge is taking the video home, unless, as Lou said, he's got a private showing for a couple of his buddies at the country club.
So both sides are obviously making it. One side is saying this is going to do catastrophic damage to my client, and the other side is like, whoa, wait a second. This is no different than any other high-profile case. Yeah, but it's pornography. No, but it doesn't matter. It's the interest of the people. It's the Sunshine State. Everybody wants to be, everybody gets to see everything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Or RedTube.
I agree with both sides in how they want to obtain it. So it really comes down to, was it legally obtained?
Well,
that's what really I think the whole thing is about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it should come down to. You know, so the judge looking at it, whatever, he should rule whether it's legally obtained or not, right? I mean, that's...
I thought we said this last week. If they found that it was legally obtained, then Kraft is screwed. That video is going to get out there. Even if they don't release it, somebody's going to get a hold of it because there are no ramifications to anybody if it gets released. If he finds that it was illegally obtained, then there are really harsh punishments for anybody that messes with that video and gets it out there. I don't understand why we're wasting all this court time. It seems to me that is the sticking point here. Legal or not legal?
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to hear the media attorney. I want to hear that because this went on for, 6 hours?
Dana McElroy has argued that he cannot get a fair trial if this material is released. And he's presented no evidence whatsoever other than an argument that everybody will find out and everybody will get to see. And I think in cases like this, where there's the public interest is so great, those are precisely the cases that the public needs to understand how it is that someone came to be charged with a crime and have openness at every point in the proceeding. And the idea that courts in this circuit or other circuits cannot ensure fair trial rights, despite massive publicity, was well covered by Ms. Shulman. But, and I know that Mr. Reeder will address that as well. But there's, on a more important point, there's simply no evidence that this court can justify finding that Mr. Kraft cannot get a fair trial based on what may be released and what has already been released.
So I'm just confused about this whole process. To me, the video wouldn't get released until the court case is over. That was my understanding.
Under the law, yes.
She's talking about it. Or was Kraft's attorneys trying to make the case that this is going to get released before the trial? And if it is, then my client can't get a fair trial?
Right.
But I didn't think it could be released before the trial. Why? I think it has to be used as evidence first, and then it's public.
Well, my understanding, and again, just reading these stories, that legally after the case is adjudicated, it is open to the public, all right? They can get it at that point. But during the process, this thing could easily get leaked out. So what Kraft wants to do is he wants the judge to basically freeze this, put it away. And basically, the only way you can do that is by saying it was, as we said, illegally obtained. I don't see why the fair trial part of it comes in there, other than if you're Kraft's attorney, you're going to give them 9 different things, right? And one of them is he can't get a fair trial, because anybody in the jury that gets an opportunity to see that videotape is going to find him guilty.
Well, listen, I understand that. But, you know, it's like if you're trying to, if it was legally obtained, okay, I understand. But that would be like me being like a criminal who went somewhere and stole some goods or whatever, and they had video of the robbery. And I said, you can't use the video of the robbery in my trial. That might make me look bad.
Well, it'll make you look
too
worse.
Damn bad. Who the hell committed the crime? Right? I mean, of course I'm going to use it. It's evidence.
Well, but the video...
They're asking not to be, not just that he can't show it, that the people can't see this video?
But the video would be obtained by the closed-circuit cameras in the store where you stole the item. And there are signs if you walk into any store that basically says you are under surveillance cameras everywhere in the store. So they're giving you the right to know. Kraft had no understanding that there were cameras, and we don't know if they were legally used. So that's really what it comes down to. All of this other stuff, to me, is just fluff. And they've got to be able to prove that, you know, you didn't get this key. You can't go in there and take away a private citizen's privacy, can you, without them knowing about it? You can't. Do you think, Kraft, for an example, if those signs were there, Lou, like in the department store, there are surveillance cameras all over the spa,
yeah,
and you understand, do you think Kraft would continue to go in there and get the little extra? No. He's not going to get it. So
I appreciate you asking that question.
I think that's what it comes down. But the fair trial, do you buy? I don't see the fair trial being... You know, they're just sticking it out there. All right. We threw that out there because the story is breaking. The hearing is now over. The judge may be taking the video home with him for the weekend, and he will rule at a later time. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines. We'll talk about this. We'll get into the Bruins and the Red Sox. I love the panic already with Bruins fans that took a rest. We talked about this yesterday. It's unbelievable. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The media that's here, this video will be broadcast around the world if it's released. If the affidavit says what happened, what is the interest the public has in seeing it? It's basically pornography, Your Honor. And I don't think that there's any particular interest that the state has or that the media has in publishing it. The actual acts have been described in an affidavit, allegedly described in an affidavit. We'll see if at trial it's different. There's no need to actually see the video unless you have a prurient interest in seeing the video.
That's Kraft's attorney, William Burke. So he's describing it as pornography. So the judge will be taking some pornography home this
weekend. Well, it's funny. So it's because William Burke is basically saying, listen, the only people who want to see this video are pervs. The only guys, all the guys that want to see it. No, and the judge, this is this, you know, let's for a second, let's just go look at the judge. The honorable Leonard Hanser. That's looks like Gollum's cousin.
He does.
This guy is scary. Ginormous ears, long face. All it's missing is some horns on his bald head. Imagine Captain Steubing with horns, a long nose, and a big giant Michael Strahan gap in his teeth.
I was just going to say, he's got that Strahan thing working.
Can you have an uglier person?
Yeah, he's not young.
See, why are you picking on somebody's looks?
Listen, they run the world. What do you want me to do?
I would say he's about 70.
It's not his first rodeo. I mean,
he's been around. It's not his first porno.
No.
He just wants to see it. That's all.
No. Larry in a car says it's obvious why the judge wants to see the tape. What's obvious, Larry?
Well, it seems obvious to me that the issue here is whether or not sex was solicited. And by viewing the tape, the judge could determine whether Robert Kraft solicited sex or, in fact, did he acquiesce to the actions of the masseuse, and therefore what resulted was not solicitation but consensual.
All right, but I'm not sure that's a debate here, is it? Right now?
So
there's no audio. For example, there's no audio, Larry. So how do you determine if there's no audio, and even if money changes hands? Suppose Kraft, and I'm saying it facetiously because I don't believe it's true, Kraft said, here's $100 because I know, you know, your kid's going to college and I want to help you get. It has nothing to do with it. Now, we know what it is, but there's no audio, so we don't know what happened, what the transaction was.
My thing, Larry, though, is that what you're describing right now, I mean, really isn't in play yet, right? And we're not exactly in the courtroom yet. So maybe he wants to get ahead of it and see the video. I don't know, but this is today was just about whether it should go to the media or not.
Well, I think getting ahead of it would be important because if, in fact, it's determined that there's no crime involved, then, in fact, releasing the tape makes no sense whatsoever and would only be done to deliberately try to hurt Robert Kraft. And I think by viewing a tape, you could probably determine whether or not solicitation actually took place. And I find it hard to believe that Robert Kraft took a $100 bill out of his pocket and solicited sex. He probably gave the lady a tip after the fact.
Right, and he could say the tip was for a massage, right?
Larry, what about the second day when he walked in and there was no massage?
I don't know anything about the second day and whether that day was any different than the first.
It was. It lasted about 13 minutes.
According to the
time
police
he walked
report,
in to the time he left.
Yeah, it was different, according to the police report. So I think we're debating something that really, I'm not sure exists in all of this.
You haven't heard. We didn't listen to the entire thing, but based on the sample size that we got, what do you think the judge would lean towards?
I can't tell. Can you tell?
The media attorney.
With legality.
I think the judge would probably lean towards the law.
Which would say that the media attorney would win.
This is the state
towards
that I'm in.
Yeah.
This is what we do. And he needs to determine if there's something different with this tape than you know, past precedents. I don't know.
Well, because that was part of the
release.
That was part of it where the media attorney was basically saying, listen, this is not the first high-profile case that has occurred in the state of Florida.
Yeah, but they don't release these tapes in the past. The precedent is they have not because we haven't seen scenes
That's not what the attorney said.
But
the
we
attorney
says evidence.
This is no different.
They release evidence. It's no different.
Well,
so they're saying
Evidence is evidence.
In cases, we release evidence.
This is evidence.
But except this one is different.
How?
That's why they're fighting and saying, and his attorney is saying it's pornography.
But so it's evidence.
What you're doing is...
It's porn evidence.
And they don't know whether...
There's a category on porn YouTube. Evidence. Porn evidence.
It's evidence.
People who get caught doing shady things.
But you got to admit, there's a little bit of a difference when we're talking about a video of somebody obtaining
Think there is. How do you think you're right?
I'm just giving my opinion.
How is it different?
Christian, that's what these shows are about.
Explain yourself. Listen, don't get all Jerry Callahan on me, okay? I'm sorry.
Why
okay,
you,
don't
why
get
you go,
so
why,
mad.
Why are you upset about Jerry Callahan?
Because I'm worried about
Jerry.
I'm worried about him. I'm worried about
you. Should be worried about yourself.
I'm worried about yourself.
Leave Jerry alone. But
you're saying something that I agree with you until, you know, we saw the law. Because I remember thinking, okay, releasing videos, I understand, of a robbery or whatever, but basically they're going to be releasing porn. And I would think that you wouldn't release a sexual video, right? Whatever. You might classify as porn. But that's not the case. So that was already determined a while back. Like this isn't different than anything else. They would release this, absolutely.
Well, we should look it up and see if this has happened in the past, where they have taken video of John's soliciting sex.
You think this is the first time?
Wouldn't we have heard that by now? It's never been released before?
I mean, it's the first time it's ever happened?
But do they have cameras in there?
Come on, see if you can find it for me.
Thank you. I don't know if they have cameras in there. They've been busting
these spas now all over the state. What do you think? Yes.
I don't know the
now,
answer
Now, maybe
to that
the request long. For these videos isn't as much because of who this one is
exactly.
all involved. I
exactly.
understand that. I mean, if Robert wasn't involved, would the media be down there right now looking to check out some guy out in Wisconsin who's 60 years old who got caught? No,
so
probably
that's,
not.
That's a question we probably should ask one of the legal experts, media experts down in Florida. Has this been done before? Under this law, have they released videos? Because if they haven't, and now suddenly they want to, because I don't think the media is in there screaming to get pictures of some John they have no idea who the guy is. In the past, suddenly they've got themselves a big fish in Robert Kraft, and they want this right now. So is he being unfairly treated because he happens to be a wealthy celebrity? Or is he being treated like everybody else? And I think he should be treated like everybody else. So you're right, Lou. If it's done in the past for any John that they videotaped, then you're right. They probably should do it here if they legally obtained it. But if they haven't done this in the past because they don't think it's a big deal, then should they do it for Kraft? Should he suddenly be the poster child for soliciting sex in day spas? I go back to Lou's point.
Well, if you're shoplifting, if you take a bunch of shirts and you stuff them down your shirt, and there's videotape of it, and you plead with a judge not to use it because it's going to make your case a lot harder. Yeah, it's going to make my it's going to make it worse for me. It's going to be tough for me to beat this.
You
didn't tell me there was videos in here. Well, how am I supposed to fight that? But now it's my word against a video proof.
But that wasn't the purpose of what they were doing with the video cameras.
See, that's a whole other angle.
To catch Robert Kraft, right?
That's another layer. Yeah. So I don't know why they're not fighting that first. I feel like they should fight that. They should fight the fact that the tape was illegally used.
Well, they are fighting that.
I know. Instead of even... The media attorney is basically not even bringing that up. You know, I would think that the defense attorney, William Burke, should sit there and fight with the judge first. Hey, listen, they legally obtained this video. Regardless of what CNN and NBC want, it doesn't really matter. We can have that fight later. This should be thrown out because it's inadmissible based on the fact that they illegally obtained it.
That would be the first thing you said. The videos weren't put in there. If they're put in there to try to prove, you know, human trafficking. Well, okay. Well, while
they've already admitted it does not exist.
While they were trying to prove that, they caught another illegal act.
Right.
Right? I mean, yes. That's like saying, like, going back right. to the department store. We were trying to catch shoplifters, but meanwhile, we saw someone, you know, get stabbed. Okay, well, good. Okay, well, whatever. We got another crime. So they got another crime. Yeah, legally obtained. If that's the case, then I understand why getting this thing out. But just to sit there and say it's going to irreparable harm, and we don't want it in our court case?
Burke did say that, by the way, Christian. He did tell the judge. That's what he wants. He does not believe that the judge should rule on access to the media before the ruling is made in the court on whether that was legally obtained.
Well, then he's got,
so
then,
he's saying that, and I got to believe the judge is going to go along with that.
Yeah, so
how would
I.
the judge not go along with that? Yeah. There's a huge difference here. And the example is a good one when you talk about the shoplifting. Those cameras are in there. And when you go into the store, you know they exist. There are signs everywhere they exist. There were no warnings that that your privacy was being invaded when you walked inside that day spa, that there were cameras there to catch you. So to me, that's what it all comes down to. I still think that's the whole case here. The rest of it, you can't argue that. Does he get a fair trial? Because, come on. I mean, I think it all comes down to that. All right, we'll get into the Bruins. We'll get into the Red Sox. How about Sean McDonough in the booth last night with Joe and with our guy Lou? We'll get to all of that at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're talking about a constitutional claim that certain evidence should be suppressed and not be provided to a jury. And that is a completely different issue than all of this public record issues that we face on a daily basis. We're not trying to retroactively ask the court to put that stuff back behind a veil of shadow. We're saying that there's some evidence here that has not yet been released that we believe has been obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment. We're not asking for the judge, for you, Your Honor, to put the affidavit back, seal that in any way. We're not asking for that. We're asking about the video because we think the video in particular is very harmful and was obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
All right, so what do we think ends up? How does this end up? Because this can't go on forever and ever and ever. It's obvious what's going on. You got a high-powered, wealthy man, high profile. He's using all the attorneys he possibly can. And you know, well, what you read is right. Most people would have walked away from this thing a long time ago, right? Yeah. They would have said, this is not worth the fight.
When you say this thing can't go on and on and on forever and ever and ever, why is it?
Because you're wasting the taxpayers' money.
No, but why is it?
There are a lot more serious crimes going on.
Don't you think that the prosecutors are down there in Florida going, you got to be kidding?
Yeah, sure they are.
Look at what we're doing right now over a misdemeanor prostitution.
Right.
Look at, you know, so they're hunkering down right now.
Campbell tax purposes?
This is, you know, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's why
we're going to do this. Okay, let's make sure we do this right. Now, we might have, you know, I don't know about the video, and maybe hopefully we crossed all, you know, all our T's and dotted all our I's and everything else. But at this point, you can say it can't go on and on forever. There's only one reason why it is, right?
Yeah, you got a high-powered, I just said it, you have a high-powered celebrity who has, you know, big lawyers that are going in there and fighting it. And most people would not have the means to sit there and fight it, and they would be scared bleepless to actually do it. They just want the thing to go away. But think about this. There are very few ramifications for those private citizens. What do they lose out of it? They're not in the front page of the paper. They're not like Robert Kraft is. So I think in the end, and you're right, Lou, if I'm the prosecutor down there and I'm the people that worked on this, I might sit there and say, well, we didn't find human trafficking, but this a-hole is trying to embarrass us. We're trying to find human trafficking.
Again, we, you know, Tyler even reached out to Amy Dash, who we had on, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And you know, one of the things that she talked about was, you know, it's a bold move. You know, but most people don't have the resources and the clout that the Krafts have. So, of course, they're going to sit there and fight it. If you had unlimited resources and a gaggle of attorneys, you'd be doing as many creative things as you possibly could to get this thrown out.
Yeah, but there's also...
Because what does it mean? It's a couple bucks for you.
No, but
it's a drop in the bucket.
No, there's a huge difference here. The normal John who gets caught for something like this can erase it very quickly and nobody knows about it. There's no Channel 4, CBS, CNN trying to grab the tape. You have a case now where you have a high-profile guy. Everybody wants the tape, and they're fighting for the tape. And by the way, those media outlets are all pooling together, and they've got resources to put high-powered attorneys to go in there and get it.
Yep. Yeah, but again, he's a billionaire. So even if it was some actor who had millions of dollars, I would assume that he probably...
Look at Jesse Smollett in Chicago.
No. Well, that's different. That he's not... I'm talking about a private citizen who is going to sit there and finance his home defense because just because he can. The amount of money that they have and the resources allows them, obviously, for obvious reasons, because they don't want to be embarrassed, allows them a different set of circumstances.
The media has those same set of circumstances. They have huge, high-powered lawyers behind them.
I know, but the point is that if he didn't have all this money, this would be dead and buried.
Yes, I just
said that. So it's twofold. So it's not only
high-powered person. And if he didn't have the name.
Yeah, so, of course, because people who will come out and say, he should do this, he should just stop. He's never, why? If I had those resources, there's no way. I would sit there and go, you guys, tell me when you want me to show up.
Like this whole thing that, everybody knows that it's because it's Robert Kraft, right? We know why this thing blew up. But how many times do we sit there and we talk about athletes that we say, listen, you guys are professional athletes. You make a lot of money. You got to make better decisions. You're out at a club and you're put into a bad spot, go home. You got to be careful with who you hang out with. All these things that we talk about all the time. So when something bad happens to them and they get exposed, we sit there and say, hey, you got to be smarter. You're in the limelight. You got to know that you're different than this guy. So when you're at a superstar making a couple hundred million and some kid at the bar is drunk and challenging you to a fight, you got to walk away. So, and if you don't, then, hey, hang with them. So it comes with the responsibility of who you are.
So we should tell Kraft.
So it's similar situation, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing good happens on 12 noon on a Sunday afternoon on the day of an AFC championship game.
Nothing good happens at 11 a.m.
Nothing good can happen from that. I think in the end, they're going to come back and he's going to get the plea deal. He's going to have to. And they will seal the video. The video will not get out there because I think he will continue to go to higher courts even after it comes out about how they illegally obtained it for just what you just said, Christian, because he's got the money and he's got a safe face.
Can this go to the Supreme Court?
He's got a safe face. No, I doubt it.
Could. What are the channels?
Good.
I mean, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I would. This would be pretty stupid in the Supreme Court.
This is something that ends before the season starts, right?
Well,
I don't know. I thought it would be over by now.
Did you say that for certain? What happens if something happens here and he's like, I'm going to the next level?
All right, so the judge is going to go back, put on his silk robe, okay, his lay in his satin sheets, get himself a glass of scotch, neat, of course, and then he's going to sit there and press play. And he's going to come back and say, you know what, there's no need for this to be seen by anybody. All right, so that's the first step. Check off the box. Kraft wins on that and that way. And then I think at that point in time, then you start talking plea. Once you're assured that that tape isn't getting out, then we can cop a plea.
So let me ask you this, because it's all about private citizens and getting equal rights based on the law. The tape comes out. It's not going to be the tape. They're not going to give out or hand out the tape of Robert Kraft. They're going to give all of the tapes of all of their stuff. So if you're a local town and the fire chief, who happens to be one of the guys that apparently was in the place, so all of this other video, do you really believe that the private citizens, anybody's going to see this other video or anybody's going
to
care about this other video?
I wouldn't even know how to find it. I guess you'd have to. Is there like a database and you can type in firefighters that are getting, honestly. It's like a Pornhub tab.
Hey, fire chiefs who are getting a five alarm.
Yeah. You have no idea, right? Maybe you know how it is in town. The fire chief's got a few people that aren't on his side. They don't like this guy. They've been trying to get him out for years. They see this case. They see his name. And they say, you know what? Let's go get that video.
Yeah.
We can make it public. It's legal. So you don't know. This is when, if you're one of those guys, you just hope that your name stays out of as much as possible, that people don't dig, that you don't piss anybody off in the past that comes after you. Because I think this just sort of opens the door. Think about it around town here. Imagine if, like, somebody locally was one of those guys. Not Robert Kraft, just locally. Someone, whatever is in town or big shot in the city or
police chief and a
media member.
Right.
Not here.
Oh, media member.
I got a couple
and
possibilities.
And all of a sudden, Minahan's like, I'll go down to Florida. I'll bring out that video. Right?
Here we go.
Sure.
Well, some of those videos might come out, but you know what they're looking for. They're all looking for the Kraft one. But you tell me what you think happens at Ann. I just told you. I think he ends up with a plea deal that they pretty close to what they originally threw at him, and the tape gets sealed.
See, I know. So based on, I asked you about this earlier, and there is a political angle to this. that you mentioned. So if there wasn't this, you know, God squad, Bible thumping, what is it, police chief or
state attorney
that didn't want to, you know, make a name for himself and kind of, you know, put a little notch in his belt, I would say, you know what, I probably feel pretty good. But based on that information, no.
Yeah,
because I think there's a dying on the hill mentality for guys like that that feel like they're doing the work of the greater good and refuse to be rational at all.
But they can't chance it if they go into the courtroom and the judge decides that the videotape was illegally obtained. So,
well, then if they can't use the tape, here's the thing. So there's so many different layers to this. So there's the tape. So if you can't use the tape, fine. You have witnesses. They've already, they already have the witnesses. They're lined up, ready to go.
Right.
Okay. At least they have one out of the two. So they still have a case. They can still get a guilty plea or whatever. There can still be community service. They can still have a win. The tape is just to me is completely.
This is not going to trial. There's no way this goes to trial, guys.
Well, I don't think it does either. But
so that's the only way he can be guilty. He can't be guilty until we take it to a trial.
If you can sit there and say no contest, we all know what no contest means.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the plea deal. It comes back as a no contest. And instead of forcing him to actually say, if it had gone to a court, I would have lost the case. If the tape is illegally thrown out, he can now say, no, they didn't have the tape. So therefore, I plead no contest. I'm not going to fight it. In the best interest of all sides, I'm not going to fight it. And they declare that the video is sealed. And then you walk away. Other than you get a lot of bad headlines, and there are a lot of jokes that are made about Robert Kraft for the next 10 years.
Yep. I believe the man.
Do you think it goes to trial?
I don't. But, I'm trying. I don't know. I've been back and forth with this whole thing. I think that prosecution down there is pissed that it's even gotten this far, and they're going to use this video for leverage. I wonder if it ever goes back to that plea way back in the day. I find it hard to believe you go through all this and go right back to that plea.
Well, you change one line.
I think you change one line.
Yeah.
The one line is, if it went to trial, I would have been found guilty.
Right.
I think you just take that out.
Right.
Prosecution can say, if it went to trial, we know we had him.
Right.
Kraft can sit there and say, if it went to trial, we know we were going to win.
I think that's the
whatever.
Way it ends. I think that's the way it ends.
I think that's how it ends.
Right. So it's an old-fashioned no-contest plea, and the videotape, the video is destroyed, sealed, whatever. I just think that's the way. I can't continue this for how long? You're talking to the Supreme Court. This is goofy. This is stupid.
It is.
This is stupid.
I think you're expecting too much. Like this is if you're
wait till the movie. Wait till the movie.
Oh no!
Who plays Kraft?
The Hallmark movie.
The Hallmark movie.
Who plays Kraft in the movie? I don't think it's Hallmark.
What do you mean? It wouldn't be on Hallmark Channel. There's got to be a love scene.
Grunt will be in it. It'd be Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Who plays Kraft?
You.
I'm not playing Kraft.
You were an actor. You studied theater.
I did study.
On General Hospital way back in the day.
Think if you dye his hair white,
yeah.
I could see.
He's a method actor.
My hair white?
No, I could see John Dennis.
I kind of feel like I'm down south.
John, the problem, though.
John knows him well.
The whole movie would be him.
I don't know what to do.
I have a question for you.
You're talking in Ordway voice.
Hey, my friends, good
Ordway-isms.
I wonder if John's ever been one of those day spots. What do you think?
I'm going to say, yes.
What's your problem with Callahan? You got a problem with Callahan?
Shut up for 2 minutes.
No, you want to do a Callahan?
I'm just asking. I don't want to do a whole segment on Callahan.
Because this morning, where we're going to have to now.
What do you think, we're desperate like their show where they do a whole segment on us?
Did they talk about the Reba article? Did they mention me on their show? I don't know. I mean, what else can we do for them to talk about us? I mean, what else? I don't know.
I don't have it. First of all, you keep
but you walk in
it.
Here every day, and you the first thing I hear out of your mouth, hey, you're putting Callahan again today.
Because this morning, there's more signs that there needs to be an intervention. There needs to be an intervention this morning. I'm the only person who listens to every single show from 6 to 6.
That's because
you got issues.
No wife.
I'm like at the gym and I'm listening to their show. Listen to music.
Wiggy does because he wants everybody's job right now.
So this morning, this is early, right? And I sent you guys a text. Nobody responded to me. No wonder. You're all sleeping.
Yeah.
So this morning they were going to break and then I hear this.
This right here.
They talked about Jerry a lot, saying that Jerry's brain and mind is a mess because of dealing with Mutt and me every day, that he has a brain drain on the morning show and he's losing his mind.
That's true.
Yes, it's our fault.
Who said that? Christian Fourier said there's a brain drain on the morning show?
Lou blamed me, of course.
Fourier said that?
Fourier said that you sound like Get Off My Lawn Callahan, and the character they used to mock, that you've morphed into that as a real guy on the radio.
Oh, so I have some thoughts on that, too. Did they respond to Reamer's shots at Lou yesterday?
Hold on. No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't talk about Reamer's article.
We don't do that.
Okay, so my issue is, the fact is that, so Jerry admits to it. He's different. He was asking the guys about, am I different? They're all saying, yes, you're different. You're different. He's angry. He's upset. And I said, listen, Jerry, I will do you a solid. I will allow you to have Glenn in the morning for just maybe a couple of days. You guys can sit there and commiserate together. And, you know, it's like a comfort animal, but it's a Glenn. So I'm like, fine, nobody's taking me up on that. But what was made me laugh even more.
But no, I'm getting up that early, sorry.
So, which just proves my point. So, of course, you can't tease Jerry at all, just like you can't tease Glenn.
Right.
So they start talking about it. And there's a pause, and Jerry's kind of, I can see him thinking about it. I can hear him just thinking about it. And he comes back with this.
Because you call him a hypocrite the night before. You
talked about
fat
people on airlines.
Yeah,
talk about how bad the food was on the airplane.
The worst.
And Fourier, listen, he doesn't like it, the people who don't get up right away when the plane lands.
They get up.
And the people go to the bathroom right when the plane takes off.
Or the people that fight to get in line when they call your zone.
We're all going to the same place.
Right.
We're all going to the same place.
Got a little pal and Alex right there.
And the people who recline their seat on a one-hour flight.
What do you mean you fell asleep? I need to go to the bathroom. This lady fell asleep. I need to get up.
You know I can't sleep on planes.
Love Mud Impressions.
He's so sensitive. He's become Glenn.
Get off my
He's
lawn.
Become Glenn.
He's become
so you tease him just a little bit, and he's like, hey, that stupid segment that they did about airplanes. And, oh, you know they did fat people? Stupid. Right, Alex? Join in, Alex. He's changed.
What he's doing.
We've lost him. He's gone.
Wow.
It's never going to come back. This is who you have. He's become who we have mocked.
He's
old man Callahan for real.
He's actually making fun of his own show because he doesn't like it.
He does.
So,
he doesn't like. I don't think he likes his own show.
Oh, you would know. You talk to him every day.
So he lets his anger out when he talks about our show. The anger that you're hearing is actually
so he's jealous.
It's more about his own show, but he can't come out and say it.
So he's jealous.
He's just angry.
So I know, but usually that comes from jealousy. Self-doubt.
Let's call him Angry Jerry.
You know, so he'll sit there and he looks at us having so much fun and we got so much great camaraderie.
Oh, you must have hated our broadcast last night. Our broadcast.
He's like, why can't I have a team like that? Just sensitive. He's just too sensitive.
I think he was very jealous of
Don't
you
tease,
and Sean.
Forget it. I won't tease you ever again. Sorry. I'm just looking out for you. I'm worried about you.
It's crossing the line.
It's not just that.
Yeah. Yeah, they make fun of fat people. Yeah, we did.
The Duke could go away.
Yes,
no,
we did. Your little rabbit on your shoulder, like Reamer. Yeah, boss, get him, boss. Yeah, you tell him how to do it. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like the little yeah, you tell him, Spike. Yeah, go get him.
It's Reamer here, live at Fenway Park, in the dugout, sitting with Red Sox all-star center fielder Jerry.
Yeah, you got to go to the bathroom, right? Yeah, tell him, Jerry. What else should I say, huh? What should I do?
I'm going to be like, down Red
fake,
Sox
fake Minahans can you have on one show? They're all fake Minahans. All of them.
I am your host. They call me the Phenom, Alex Reamer.
I love it when Fourier gets pissed off. He comes in. First thing.
I'm like, everybody Callahan again.
That's why we didn't want to respond. We wanted to wait and just let it out in the show.
Let
you do your thing.
Yeah. It's much better.
I heard
it's organic.
This is
Fourier. Yeah.
You tell him, Spike. Yeah, get him. Get him.
Do you hear me? He's making fun of your little seats, fat people sitting next to you.
Yeah, I just said
He's
that.
Making fun of you.
No, I just said that.
I know.
And it's fine, but it's funny.
Just
the
trying
reason,
to it's rhyme not, you up again.
It's fine. It's the reason why. He's doing it because he's
pleasing
he's
Jerry.
So sensitive.
We're backing up Jerry.
He's angry.
I got your back, Jerry.
He's uptight, mm-hmm. and he's just mad. And those guys admitted that he's changed. Okay, that's fine. I don't know when the real Jerry is coming back. I don't know when Jerry became
When's
so
Minahan
sensitive.
Coming back?
And you tease him a little bit, and then you're so stupid. Right, Alex. Yeah. Hey, Mutt. Yeah, join me. Yeah, you agree with me, right? Yeah.
Oh, then Mutt doesn't
you
know whether he's agreeing or
Glenn.
Disagreeing, and then Jerry gets pissed at Mutt.
I can't take it anymore. I gotta call Glenn.
Glenn. People go to the bathroom. Right
Oh, okay, what'd you say? Yeah, Spike.
All right, you want to hear about a broadcast that had total chemistry? Three guys in sync together. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.